Good morning. It's April 30th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant turn of events, the Stuttgart-Stammheim Higher Regional Court has commenced the trial of 9 men linked to a far-reaching plot aimed at toppling the German government. These individuals, connected to the military arm of the controversial Reichsbürger movement, stand accused of grave charges including high treason, attempted murder, and orchestrating a violent coup d'état. This trial marks a critical juncture in a larger legal battle involving 27 people accused of participating in this audacious plan. The accused allegedly sought to overthrow the existing government to install an aristocrat as the national leader while imposing martial law across Germany. Their ambitious plot underscores the dangerous intentions behind their actions, with several members bringing military expertise to the table. The gravity of these charges reflects the severity of the threat they posed, with potential lengthy prison sentences awaiting them upon conviction. The Reichsbürger movement, known for its denial of the legitimacy of the modern German state, has been on the radar of Germany's domestic intelligence since 2016. This trial not only highlights the ongoing threat posed by such extremist groups, but also the government's resolve to confront and dismantle these militant structures. Interior Minister Nancy Faeser's commitment to intensifying the crackdown on these groups signals a stern response to the rise of right-wing extremism in Germany. In a twist that captivated a nation, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez found himself at the centre of a political storm, not just for governance, but for a personal crisis that turned into a public spectacle. The controversy began with allegations of corruption and influence peddling against his wife, accusations that have since put Sanchez's leadership under the microscope. The evidence fueling these allegations, it appears to stem from nothing more substantial than social media buzz and news reports. This lack of concrete evidence prompted the Spanish public prosecutor to step in, recommending the dismissal of the complaint due to insufficient proof of wrongdoing. The plot thickened when Sanchez took to Twitter, hinting at a possible resignation. This move plunged Spain into 5 days of political suspense, leaving citizens and politicians alike on edge. However, in a surprising turn of events, Sanchez revealed that his musings on resignation were nothing more than a staged act, a revelation that left many questioning the motives behind such a dramatic display. Critics have been quick to point out Sanchez's controversial tactics to cling to power. His willingness to forge alliances with the extreme left and negotiate with separatist parties has been seen by some as a desperate bid to maintain his position at any cost. This recent episode, while resolved, leaves a lingering question. Is this an isolated incident or a preview of more political drama to come under Sanchez's leadership? In an era where global politics are more interconnected than ever, Chinese President Xi Jinping's upcoming state visits to France, Serbia, and Hungary from May 5th to 10th stand out as a strategic endeavour to strengthen ties and cooperation with these key European countries. Amidst a backdrop of heightened tensions and complex geopolitical dynamics, these visits aim to reinvigorate China's relations with the European Union and mark significant diplomatic anniversaries, setting the stage for discussions that could reshape international relations. Xi Jinping's tour kicks off in France, where he will celebrate the 60th anniversary of bilateral ties. The focus here is on elevating the comprehensive strategic partnership, with an emphasis on bolstering economic and trade cooperation between China and France, two major trading partners. The visit to Serbia follows, with an agenda to deepen the ironclad friendship and expand pragmatic cooperation. In Hungary, the celebration of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations will be an opportunity to advance Belt and Road cooperation and elevate bilateral relations to new heights, contributing to the stabilisation of China-EU relations. However, these visits occur against a backdrop of strained China-Europe relations, exacerbated by differing stances on Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Xi's trip is expected to involve tough conversations, particularly about Ukraine and ongoing conflicts, highlighting the delicate balancing act of promoting economic collaboration while navigating geopolitical tensions. The visit will not only be closely watched by European leaders, but also in Washington, as Europe seeks to demonstrate its autonomy in global affairs. Ultimately, Xi Jinping's visit to these three European countries is anticipated to open new chapters of solidarity and cooperation, bolstering global peace and development. It represents a significant effort by China to address common global challenges, promote cooperation in economy and trade, and shape the future of China-Europe relations amidst the current global geopolitical landscape. In a landmark move, the G7 energy ministers led by Germany have committed to phasing out coal-fired power plants by 2035. This decision, hailed by British Energy Secretary Andrew Bowie as a significant breakthrough, marks a pivotal shift in global energy policy, especially considering it was an achievement not realised at the previous COP28 meeting. The G7 is poised to issue a final declaration on this ambitious goal on Tuesday, showcasing Germany's pivotal role in steering the discussion towards a more sustainable future. However, this decision has not been without its critics. UN Climate Chief Simon Steele lambasted the G7 for their lackluster approach, advocating for more aggressive emissions reductions and a ramp-up in climate finance to truly tackle the climate crisis head-on. This criticism underscores a growing concern about the effectiveness of the G7's strategies in combating climate change. Compounding this scepticism, recent talks in Turin exposed a glaring issue. None of the G7 nations are currently on track to meet their 2030 emission reduction targets. This revelation has sparked protests in Turin, with demonstrators clashing with police in a vivid display of frustration and demand for more concrete action. As the G7 prepares to formalise their commitment, the world watches closely, questioning whether this agreement will be a turning point in the fight against climate change or just another missed opportunity. In a tragic incident that has captured international attention, two Ukrainian soldiers lost their lives in a stabbing at a Bavarian shopping centre, sparking a complex investigation. The General Prosecutor's Office in Munich is leading the inquiry into this harrowing event, where a 57-year-old Russian man, a long-term resident of Germany, was arrested under suspicion of murder following a dispute that reportedly involved alcohol. The precise motive behind the attack remains shrouded in mystery, with investigators open to the possibility of a political motive behind the violence. The victims, aged 23 and 36, were in Murnau, Germany, for medical treatment, highlighting a poignant backdrop to this brutal act. The Ukrainian foreign minister has publicly thanked German authorities for the swift arrest of the suspect, bringing a sliver of solace to a grieving community. This incident throws a spotlight on the dangerous interplay between alcohol and violence, raising alarms over the safety of the Ukrainian community in Murnau and beyond. In the wake of this tragedy, a memorial has sprung up at the scene of the crime, serving as a sombre reminder of the lives lost. Concerns have also emerged about the logistical and financial challenges of returning the soldiers' remains to Ukraine, a task that underscores the far-reaching impact of this act of violence. Both the German government and the Ukrainian consulate are closely monitoring the unfolding investigation, which seeks to piece together the events that led to this devastating outcome. As the community reels and authorities work to uncover the full story, the call for witnesses to come forward underscores the urgency of understanding the circumstances that led to the loss of two lives far from home. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.